5 minutes before 9 o'clock. You would have seen, of course, if you've been driving around Johannesburg, a number of potholes spray painted with a comment by residents of the city, some of them making fun of the ANC. People are taking it upon themselves to try and fix potholes, but the Johannesburg Roads Agency has now issued a warning to residents to say, hang on, it's not everybody who is allowed to do this. You may not, in fact, fiddle with potholes unless you've got permission from the city to do so. To get clarity on that, we're joined now by Louis Nell, who is the acting CEO at the Johannesburg Roads Agency. Louis, thank you for your time. I know perhaps some of the comments are meant to be a bit of levity. Why can't people take matters into their own hands as far as potholes are concerned?
Yes, good morning, Bongani. We see this quite often where people they want to fix potholes themselves. But as much as we want to appreciate them for doing that, there is a bylaw that actually prevents people from doing that, because obviously we've got certain standards that we work to at the JLA. So there's a certain way that we repair these potholes so that they don't reoccur. And also to that is, I mean, the people put in concrete, stones and bricks and anything in those potholes. And then we've had an incident where a stone was flipped up by a vehicle's a tire, and then it cracked the windscreen of a car. Now the liability shifts to whoever interfered with that pothole. So I think it's important for the people to note not to do that, and also not to deface the city by spray painting anything on the road.
Because, of course, also there's the issue of accountability. Should something go wrong for a road user, the issue of accountability is going to be a challenge if those roads are not fixed to the standards.
Yes, no, for sure, definitely. We are looking at different models whereby we can. So we are looking at. Let's put it to you this way. We are seeing how can we get SMEs involved in doing this. But then there will be proper training done, and it will be done through the JRA and managed through the depots. But we are not there yet, but we are thinking of this. But first of all, currently we are all of the remaining budget for this year, we have pushed to pothole repairs and to road resurfacing. So, and then after that, we're waiting for the new budget allocation for the new year. And we have actually requested quite a substantial amount of money so that we can continue that.
And of course, we know there have been private initiatives to try and assist with this kind of work before. But all of those, as you say, would have gone through an approval process. There would have been a negotiated process, and you'd be fully aware of what is being done by whom.
Yes, we had an SLA with a company. So, and then what then happens is they actually do the pothole repairs, and then we send our inspectors out to go and look at the workmanship that was put into that pothole repair. And so we're very appreciative of the industry getting involved, but there's obviously rules and regulations as to how we go about it.
All right, Louis Nell, I appreciate your time. The acting CEO at the Johannesburg Roads Agency, and I can assure you, Louis Nell did not go to Bible College, but that's another story for another day. If you try and fiddle with these potholes against the regulations without a service level agreement, you will be in trouble.
702.
Add your voice.
Have your say.
Let's walk the talk.